order. In the case of the espionage, he pled to every lesser included offense for every espionage charge against him, except for what was called Spec 11 of Charge 2, which relates to the Guarani video. And that is dovetails into the grand jury investigating WikiLeaks, and there's a reason why he didn't. He pled not guilty to stealing U.S. government property. He pled not guilty to the multiple charges of – there's two charges of the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act, which is are very provocative charges because he did he had access. He didn't hack anything.
Mm-hmm.
He also pled not guilty to the aiding the enemy charge. And then he pled not guilty to one of the more provocative and disturbing charges against him. It's never been used before. In fact, it's not tied to any existing federal criminal violation or punitive article under the Uniform Code of Military Justice. It's what's called wantonly publishing.
I think we do. We both of us do that every day.
Yeah, that's why it's so terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
But the crazy thing about this charge is that the knowledge element it parallels the knowledge element in the aiding the enemy charge. So it essentially dovetails into aiding the enemy.
Now, wantonly publishing is actually legislative language in some law?
Well, in oral arguments early on in the pretrial, the government argued that it was, you know, in terms of punishment, that it was analogous to espionage, but that it was far, far worse than espionage.